And more now on the terror alert. To gauge how the raised alert is playing in less urban parts of the country, reporter Melanie Peoples visited a shopping mall in Birmingham, Alabama. And she found people are concerned, but mostly with the terrors of not being able to get done with Christmas shopping.
At Brookwood Village, an upscale shopping mall in Birmingham, Alabama, things look pretty much the same as before the nation went to Code Orange. The mall is crowded, moms drag kids past the quirky hoppin' frogs outside the toy store, and husbands plop down on nearby overstuffed couches and chairs.
Just waiting on the wife.
82-year-old Jesse Buchanan, a veteran of two wars, knows Tom Ridge has asked all Americans to be on the lookout for suspicious packages and vehicles.
Are you watching for, I don't know, packages that are left unattended or anything?
No, ma'am, and I saw it on TV. I should be.
You say you should be?
Yeah.
So why not?
Well, what's the chance? 1 in 10 million, I'd see a package that have something in it.
He says he's playing the odds. And just 10 minutes later, after I've left and returned to the couch area outside the toy store, he's surrounded by 4 shopping bags that aren't his or his wife's. They belong to a woman he just met.
How do you know that there's not a bomb in there?
I don't, but she had an honest face. She lost her ticket, and I told her I'd watch him, so she's trusting me instead of me trusting her.
The woman, Josephine Spano, returns.
You left your bags unattended?
No, the young man was, the young man, all of them's young to me, said he would watch them for me to go in there and take care of my business.
Now, what if somebody came up, walked up that you didn't know, and he says, here, can you, will you watch this for me? I've got to go in this store.
It all depends on what they look like.
Like Spano and Buchanan, terrorism is not on the mind of Martha Spina, who's shopping with her 22-year-old daughter.
We tend to think about the bad stuff happening in New York or L.A., and, you know, there's no reason it couldn't happen right here.
The management at Brookwood Village, like that at many shopping malls across the United States, is aware that commercial centers could be terrorist targets. Many are stepping up their security measures, while others were already operating on heightened awareness.
I think the most important thing that we've really focused in on since September 11th is deliveries.
Cindy Akins is marketing director for Brookwood Village.
What makes it more complicated at Christmas time is UPS is delivering a zillion boxes. They're out renting, you know, U-Hauls or Penske trucks or whatever, so they're not in their usual brown truck.
Akins says her staff knows all the drivers regularly assigned to make deliveries here, and anyone else who shows up has to provide convincing identification. Inside the mall security office, she shows off an elaborate system of high-quality security cameras that can zoom in on nearly every bit of the property, from the food court to the parking garages. Akins spots a suspicious car and asks the security guard to focus on it.
Go back to that guy right there.
With a joystick that looks more like something from a video game, he zooms back to a truck that's stopped in the middle of the parking lot.
He is obviously unloading something from one truck into another, and this officer's going to watch and see where he goes.
We see the man get back into the car and for a moment can't figure out how a guy would have 2 vehicles at the shopping mall. The camera zooms in even closer, and when the car turns around, we figure out why.
Oh, he's got someone in the car, see, so that's what happened. He probably left his car. His wife probably came and picked him up, and together they're going off somewhere, either to go joint shopping and after dinner somewhere. Mystery solved.
It's an impressive setup and certainly lends a certain sense of security for anyone worried about truck bombs at the shopping mall. But of course, most of the people shopping here weren't too worried about it in the first place. For Day to Day, I'm Melanie Peoples.